the Hope Podcast, a podcast devoted to the explanation of the laws governing health, opulence, peace, and enlightenment. Thank you for listening to our podcast. We are now on season 2, and we appreciate your support on this journey to spread truth and light. Colors. Each color has its certain rate of vibration, as does every manifest thing. The rates of vibration of some colors are constructive and some not. Black, for instance, is not. It is an absence of light, and instead of giving light, it takes on or absorbs light. When a black umbrella is used for shade from the sun, it draws the rays or light and therefore the heat of the sun. Most red used in the outer world today is not constructive. We should use the clear, vibrant colors: gold, yellow, pink, blue, green, white, that give one an uplift and not the muddy and dirty tints. When you wear color in harmony with life, then you enfold yourself in the radiance of that quality. Science says that color affects one's moods and feelings. For divine love, use gold with pink radiance. It comes from the heart of the presence. For power, white light with blue radiance from the throat of the presence. Blue is power of devotion. Around intense white light, there is almost always a radiance of gold, which represents the intelligence. Red represents the impurities of earth. Our natural color is gold. Black and red were not on earth originally. In this explanation of colors and their effects upon life, health, and supply of the individual, it is stated as the ascended master's law from the standpoint of energy and vibration. From this, no one can ever escape, and it matters not what the human opinion of anyone is. The great eternal law of energy and vibration does not change to suit the theories of human intellects that have but fragmentary information. The great ascended masters know this mighty law of energy and vibration in its fullness, and therefore they are the only authority concerning its mighty operation throughout the universe. Each color is a special rate of vibration, which is its quality. In electrical parlance, each color is a special frequency, which is the manifestation of a definite form and quality. It is only in the lower octaves of vibration that discord can register, because when a certain frequency is reached, all becomes perfection. In other words, when the rate of vibration reaches into the ascended master octaves of life, it becomes so rapid that only perfection can exist within it. Each rate has a special effect upon the mental, emotional, and physical bodies of the individual, his pocketbook, and world as well. It is the understanding of this that mankind needs to have in order to correct destructive conditions and reach perfection. No one on this earth need ever expect health, prosperity, protection, or happiness if that one insists on wearing black or red clothing or surrounds himself with those colors. There are absolutely no life, health, nor prosperity vibrations in black, for it is the absence of all life. When the ascended masters make this statement, people often say, well, what about the darkness of light provided by nature for sleep? The real truth is that the actual color vibration of the night hours is not black. It is dark blue, which is always an energizing vibration. Many ask about the red in the American flag that symbolizes the blood shed by the early patriots for the freedom of America. And when the discord in our land is consumed, it will be replaced by gold as the golden age comes into full dominion. The red in this planet has nothing constructive in it for our humanity, as the entire color vibration for human beings on this earth is gold. Those are not words of the messengers. They are the words and the law of the great host of ascended masters. All red on this planet is a record of impurity, and when that impurity is removed, the color instantly becomes gold. Anyone can test this out. When fire is burning, the color of the flame indicates the amount of impurity in the substance being burned. For instance, when leaves and debris of nature are thrown into the fire, the flame becomes golden, except when they have become contaminated by the impurities imposed upon them by the discord of human beings. The red in all physical fire is the impurity being consumed. This is also true of the bloodstream of the individual, for where the bloodstream of the human body is red, in the case of the ascended master's bodies, the bloodstream is a liquid golden light. The only difference between unascended being and the ascended master is the impurity in the flesh structure, the mental and emotional bodies of that individual. Notice how even the outer world uses the color red as always to indicate destruction. Even in the use of stoplights and danger signals, the red always means destruction, both physical and moral. It is imperative that humanity understand this in order to stop the use of that rate of vibration which destroys all that they are really trying to accomplish. Students especially should understand that whatever color they surround themselves with, they are absorbing into their minds, feelings, bodies, and worlds. This means the individual is the master of everything. Every condition he contacts, if he understands and obeys the law. Everyone absorbs through his eyes the quality of every color he looks at, and through his eyes, that quality is recorded in his flesh. This is very evident when one waves a red flag to a bull, which the toreador does to arouse the destructive qualities within the animal. This being true of the coarse animal, how much more is it true of the sensitive human in his every activity of the day? This is why babies and very young children cry when grown people dressed in black or red try to hold them. The children are infinitely more sensitive than grown people and feel the qualities and color much more keenly than do the elders. One of the most disastrous effects of color is in the use of infrared ray in so-called healing. It sometimes temporarily allays pain, but if those using it would see what registered within or attaches itself to the emotional body of the individual that they must handle days or weeks later, they would never use it the second time or want the second look at the vicious forms it creates. Law is law, dear people of Earth, and no one ever escapes this mighty law of energy and vibration. Certain rates of vibration create a feeling of ease within the individual, and others create the opposite. It is very evident, therefore, that if one wants perfection, comfort, happiness, prosperity, etc., they must definitely determine and control the rates of vibration flowing through their mind, body, and world. The choice of color by which they surround themselves is one of the most powerful and simplest ways of doing this, and anyone can prove it for himself. When it comes to the supply of money, energy, or anything that the individual needs in their life activity, it is impossible to attain or retain a sufficient supply of money, food, clothes, energy, or anything good if black or red are used. There is no prosperity, health, or peace in black or red. Remember that always. When one shuts off the light from plant life, it dies. Black shuts off the light of life. Now, we can come to the rates of vibration that contain the things that make humankind happy and perfect. These are contained in the colors white, gold, pink, violet, blue, and green. Only when these colors are used in their clean, clear, bright shades are they the channels for the release of the perfection all crave. Dark, dirty, pastel colors and shades are not constructive. One can have pale shades of any color and still have it constructive, but the dull, muddy, dark colors are all destructive in their effect upon the individual's life and its activities. The grayish greens, greenish yellows, reddish browns, etc., do not contain anything the individual really wants for themselves or their world. If the people would only govern these things in their dress and activity, which they could easily, they would have full proof of this great law. They would never again use these colors, which are not of the purity and perfection of the ascended master's octaves and spheres of light, the only place from which perfection ever comes. The use of these colors in the channels of fashion and art is the hypnotic suggestion of the sinister force to drag down mankind's resistance so they cannot hold to the ideals. Power and victory of the light, which only manifest in clear, bright, clean colors. The ascended master's ideals and perfection are the only source of permanent happiness, and these are the victory of the light. Individuals who want the victory of the light, health, supply, and happiness will only wear and surround themselves with the clean, clear, bright colors that contain perfection and which are the channels that release these blessings and gifts. The colors all humankind need most today are white, gold, pink, violet, blue, and green. Violet purifies, strengthens, illumines, spiritualizes, raises, and gives great freedom. Gold soothes, illumines, harmonizes, and raises all into the all-knowing mind of God, the mighty I Am Presence. It also expands the activity of the flame of divine love within the heart of the individual and prevents irritation and disturbance in the feelings. It soothes all irritated nerve conditions. Green and gold together are like a magnet to draw supply to the outer activity of the individual and to bring harmony and sustained supply for those who will use it. Pink is the activity of divine compassion and divine love, which extends mercy and forgiveness to all it contacts. It releases a tremendous healing power because of its soothing, forgiving feeling and ease of divine love. White is always the most powerful purity of the mighty I Am Presence and contains all the other colors and their qualities. It purifies, illumines, perfects, raises, heals, and protects because the pure white light is the fullness of all good things and it is the primal substance from which all form has come into being. Blue is energy, strength, and power. But unless it is qualified with the Ascended Master's consciousness of divine love and directed by their wisdom, it is simply electronic force, which is power. Power that is not qualified by divine love and directed by wisdom will energize anything it contacts and therefore should always be qualified with Ascended Master's consciousness, which only allows it to act constructively. The colors all mankind need most today are open doors through which either constructive or destructive qualities come into your mind, body, feeling, and world. You are the authority as to what you wish manifested in your life and world. The law of energy and vibration is eternal, absolute, and unconditional. You are the one who must choose, operate, and then live in the results of your choice. Good, clean, clear, bright colors are rivers of blessing from the realms of light, the source of all perfection. The Ascended Masters are the fullness of the perfection all crave. Their octave of life is home for all who seek the constructive way of life. Obey the great law of the mighty I Am Presence as they have given it, and through that obedience become the fullness of all perfection as they have done. And once again, through the victory of the light and the fullness of your freedom through that light.
Our classes and daily radio on www.gatheringofchilas.com.